Showdown by Corwin Green. Amyphis faced first one sun and then the other as he paced back and forth on his perch, restlessly flapping his wings. He wished he could simply take off and fly, but even he, the ruler of the Scarlet Axe, must obey the traffic control laws and fly only in the appointed time. He realized that he didn't really have a choice to make. The fish would have to go. His best scientists assured him that it was probably possible to live underwater with proper equipment, maybe even possible to fly after a fashion. Sure, fish were good for a snack, but he'd seen too many young acts pushed out of the air by the masses of bigger and stronger adults on their maiden flight, their small bodies driven into the ground never to rise again. Yes, the fish would have to go so that the water may be open for colonization by the acts. Amyphis announced his decision, and immediately his subjects began pouring poison into the waters of the world. The fish probably didn't have enough brains to know the difference between life and death anyway, Amyphis told himself, so they wouldn't mind. Amosif knew there was a sun up there. Legend told that there were even two suns. But the sea was always dark because of those accursed birds. Amosif didn't believe the mad scientist who insisted artificial bird wings could be constructed, and that Eryx could learn to live above water. But the voting public believed that, and Amosif won his election by promising to get rid of the birds. At the very least, getting rid of the birds would ensure that the young and small, who were often pushed above the surface by the teeming crowds, wouldn't get immediately eaten by those birds. It was not right that a creature of lesser intelligence would live at the expense of its better, Amosif reasoned, and gave the order to launch the poison-filled rockets that were placed everywhere that land met water. Amyphis preened anxiously, and wished he could see through the crowd of his subjects, but he was used to the results of his actions being brought to him secondhand. Amosif could barely keep his tentacles still with anticipation. He hoped the dead birds wouldn't float, but sink through the water so that he may watch this event that could never happen again. Amyphis became sleepy. So, in the custom of all birds in the galaxy, he put his head under a wing and fell asleep. He never woke up. Amosif died in a second of horrible agony. A checkered egg pulsated for a moment, burst open, and a baby emerged. It cried for a while, then started putting things in its mouth and found something it could eat. It never knew that it was eating the bodies of its parents. It would never know what its parents knew. What an atom was, or electricity, or how to read, or how to speak. It would grow up happy.